Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human Podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited you are here today listening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today's episode is a solo one again. I think I just love the solo episodes, and I asked you guys before if you like solo or guest better. Majority said solo, so we're coming back with a solo, and today I'm going to share some things I have been learning in my life lately that have been helping me a lot and I think will help you. So these, I literally went back into my phone notes and just looked down and saw what different notes I had been writing down, and I took some of those and I'm gonna share them with you, and I hope they help you. They're in all areas. We got physical things, mental things, spiritual things, everything. And this podcast is all about spiritual, mental, physical health. I like to incorporate my faith into it, so we'll be chatting a little bit about God as well. And I also am excited because I'm going to answer a couple of your questions that have been slid into my DMs this past week on the podcast. So I feel like it'd be fun to start doing a little Q&A section every episode. Let me know what you think about that. But otherwise, let's dive right in. If you love the podcast, don't forget to leave a rating. It helps the show so, so much. It helps us reach more people. And it makes me so happy when I see your comments and feedback and everything. So feel free to do that. Also tag me listening in your stories on Instagram. You can tag me on my personal Instagram is where I see most of my stuff. So it's at Callie Gwally. Also, I have my podcast Instagram at Healthy But Human Pod. Feel free to hit me up there as well. But let's get right into this thing with a little self-check-in. Think of it's like a time to just ground yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing. And yeah, so wherever you are, take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your beautiful body. And then take a big exhale, just sigh out, let go of anything not serving you. Let your shoulders drop out of your ears, just release with your breath. Okay, now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? And just be real and honest and open with yourself. You don't have to suppress anything. Ask yourself now, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just pinpoint the cause. And now ask yourself, how can I up the scale one level today? Maybe it's doing something that makes you feel happy. Maybe it is listening to the podcast. Maybe it's texting a friend who you have been in an argument with and reconciling. Whatever it is, hold on to it. Maybe write it down, make a little note, and let's move on. Okay, ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill. Even if you have, let's just hydrate again. Cheers in 3, 2, 1. Cheers to hydration. Let's hydrate. All right. I'm feeling very dehydrated today because I got sunburned yesterday. So I will be chugging water every 5 minutes, honestly. We'll probably be peeing a lot today. Anyways, next question. Have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. I have a funny story. Not really funny, but I have a story to share with you about standing up very soon. Okay, next question is, have I complimented myself in the mirror today? It is so important to love yourself no matter what, and take a moment to just hype yourself up in the mirror like a best friend. And maybe pause the podcast, go do it. Just tell yourself a compliment. Maybe it's I'm beautiful. Maybe it's I am so smart. Whatever it is, just tell yourself it. You deserve it. Okay, final question today is, what is something that I want to get better at in my life? Maybe it's you want to get a little bit more knowledgeable about, I don't know, birds. Or maybe you want to learn more about how muscles work. Or maybe it is you want to get better at knitting. Could be anything. Hang on to it, because today's episode's all about learning, which I feel like in the summer, I totally get if you're in school and you're like, Callie, the last thing I want to do is learn more. I've been learning all year long. But let me tell you, learning doesn't have to be boring. It can be so much fun, and we can learn in areas of our life that we're really passionate about. And that is just, I feel like, such a fun way to just keep leveling up in our life and getting even better, becoming a better version of ourselves. And I feel like learning is really fun. And I've been getting very excited to learn recently. So anyways, hanging on to our topic, we're going to do a life update really fast. I'm currently recording this podcast in in an Airbnb in Big Island in Hawaii. This Airbnb is so beautiful, you guys. It is like a little studio apartment thing on top of someone's house, and there's just like glass windows everywhere. But the thing is, there's no AC. And if you know, I'm pregnant, so I'm currently sitting here in pregnancy. Not everyone, but it is common to feel hotter than usual pre-pregnancy, and I definitely have experienced that. So I'm currently sweating a little bit as I'm recording the podcast, but regardless, I am so thankful to be here. We have been in Hawaii since June 4th. I'm currently recording this on June 11th, on Tuesday, and it has been so cool. I've been to Hawaii twice before. I've been to Oahu twice. We stayed in North Shore both times, but this is my first time on Big Island. And shout out to, I don't even know where my phone just went. But, oh, there it is. Shout out. I got to give you a shout out if you're listening to this episode. Shout out to Elizabeth, because she gave me some recs and I saw them this morning, and I'm very excited to try coconut banana pancakes. So thank you, Elizabeth, for the Big Island recommendations. But anyways, it has been such a fun little trip. I think some of my highlights so far have been snorkeling with the manta rays. We were kind of on the fence about doing it, but honestly, if you're going to the Big Island, it was so cool. Like, these manta rays are huge. And I was a little nervous because it is a night snorkel. I've never been in the ocean at night before, let alone in the ocean in Hawaii at night. But it was literally so cool. Basically, they took us out on a boat and we all had snorkels and noodles, and we hung on to this like light board, and the light attracts plankton, which attracts the manta rays because they eat plankton. So we hung on to the board, we had our ankles on the noodles so that we wouldn't touch them, because apparently if humans touch the manta rays, it can be bad for them. But I will say, it was really funny because the manta rays have like no personal boundaries whatsoever. These things got so close to us. Some of them did brush into us, which they were saying it's okay, like, just, it's fine. Just don't go and touch them yourself. But it was literally so cool. One of the manta rays was pregnant, and I was like, oh my goodness, which one am I in right now? But I will say, I don't know what it is about being in the ocean with a strong current. I got so seasick. I did not throw up, thankfully. But this happened to me one other time when I was free diving with sharks, it wasn't when I was actually free diving. It was when I was hanging on to the side of the boat in the water. I got super seasick. So I had the same thing happen this time. It wasn't even on the boat that I was seasick. It was in the water with the strong current. But anyways, it was so cool. Definitely recommend doing that. I think something else that I've loved that we've done is we have been, I feel like John and I are very adventurous. Like, we have a bit of an itinerary. Like, we found things that we want to do, but we haven't been super rigid of like, we have to do everything today. So we've been exploring a lot, and that has been so fun, especially on this island, because the ecosystems here are just so different from one area to the next. Like, one moment you're in tropical land and the next moment you're by a volcano. There's a desert somewhere. We drove by the desert. That was crazy. There's lava rocks everywhere. But we went on this one trail and it was so fun. It was a historical trail. So there was a bunch of ruins of an old fishing village, and there were just lava rocks everywhere, which I feel like lava rocks are so cool. And it was walking, you walked alongside, like on cliff edges alongside the water. Literally, just the water was so clear. You could see the reef fish underneath the water. It was just like absolutely stunning. It was my favorite hike I think I've ever been on. The hikes have been so cool, but very chill because, like I said, I'm pregnant. So we are not doing crazy hikes this trip, but I am loving it. Also, I went snorkeling twice so far, and the second time was I was snorkeling, John was surfing, and I was doing a little solo snorkel moment. Literally, it was so crazy, you guys. If you didn't know this about me, I'm a very nature, I would call myself a little nature nerd. I love animals so much, and I watch nature documentaries all the time for fun. And so one of the nature documentaries that I have watched is all on octopi. I guess that's a plural word. I also read this book on octopus one time. I watched the movie Octopus, My Octopus Friend, or I think it's called that. Anyways, I think octopus are so cool. And I was literally on the lookout because I knew that there were octopus in the reefs in Hawaii. And I was like, I wonder if I can find one. So I was snorkeling around, and this is a little snorkel hack for anyone who likes to snorkel, is really, if you just slow down and you hover over one section of the reef for a long time, you're going to notice so many more things than if you were just snorkeling around continuously moving. And this is one of the actual like things I've been learning. I feel like this is a cool transition kind of, but is when you slow down, you notice more beautiful things in life that you wouldn't have noticed if you were hurrying by them. But in this case, it's so true because I literally slowed down and I saw this thing. I thought it was a stingray at first. And if you didn't know this, octopus can shapeshift. They can shapeshift into their predators, and it's one of the ways they protect themselves. So one of the things I watched on this documentary was how it shapeshifted into, I think it was some sort of stingray. So anyways, I saw this thing. I was like, it looks like a stingray. I'm not totally sure if it is. And I was just kind of like hovering over it. Look, I was just like nearby. All of a sudden, it changes colors and it no longer is this deep purple stingray looking thing. I was like, oh my goodness, is this an octopus? So I hung out with this creature for like 30 minutes just watching it, trying to keep a distance, obviously not freak it out. And it was so cool. It was an octopus and I saw its tentacles and it was like so just surreal. A sea turtle swam by. That was so cool. And I just, the whole time it was really fun because I was solo snorkeling and I just felt like in those moments when we're by ourselves, just inviting God into things, it makes it just so much more amplified and amazing. I was talking to God the whole time. I was like, God, can I please see a sea turtle? And then the sea turtle like swam by 5 minutes later. I felt so blessed in that moment. And I think the Lord definitely does delight in blessing us and he knows what we love. And I think it was one of those moments where I was like, I just feel like he's my father in this moment. And he is, and he knows what makes me really happy. And So anyways, that was really, really awesome. One more quick life update is the trip did take a turn because So before I left for the trip, I went to my OBGYN and she told me that I was high risk for blood clots because when you fly on a long plane ride and then also when you're pregnant, it can put you two risk factors, makes you more high risk. So anyways, I was very much I guess, on guard about getting a blood clot. And I stood up every 30 minutes, walked around on the plane, all the things. But anyways, I get to Hawaii and I notice there's these discoloration lines on my right leg, a little bit on my left leg. I was monitoring it for a couple days and then it didn't get better. And I started to feel, I don't know if this was like in me, my head or what, but I started to feel kind of cramping in my right leg. And I was just like, oh my goodness, I feel like this might be a blood clot. I don't know what to do. So we ended up going to this urgent care center. It was literally so amazing. I had the best experience at this urgent care place. It was a Christian urgent care place. I've never in my whole life ever been to a faith-based urgent care where they offer, if you want them to pray over you, like to pray over the thing that's wrong with you. So anyways, I go there, they pray over me, and they told the doctor, she's like, I'm going to be so honest with you, I just can't rule out a DVT in your leg. I don't think it is one, but I just can't rule it out. And I think it'd be best if you went to the ER and got an ultrasound on your leg today. So anyways, our trip took a turn. We ended up that morning, we'd gone to a volcano park and it was incredible seeing a volcano also. But then we went to the ER literally that evening. Thankfully, several hours later, I got the results back. Did not have a DVT in my leg. Praise the Lord. They said it, I forget the name of what they said they think it is, but it's basically pretty minor. And I just need to drink a lot of water, move my body, exercise, all the things to get circulation happening in my legs. So I got some compression socks and I'm just so thankful that it's not something serious. But anyways, that was a little hiccup in the trip. Now we're back. We're doing good now. And I think we're going to get into today's episode now. If I think of anything else that's a notable highlight, I will let you know on this trip. Honestly, we'll do more of a Hawaii recap when I'm back from Hawaii. I feel like there's so much to talk about. But let's get right into this thing. So here is just a list, firing it off, of things that I've been learning recently in my life that I thought were really cool and I want to share with you. So the first thing, this isn't really one of the points, but I just want to share this book recommendation for anyone listening who is pregnant and feels like they have absolutely no idea what they're going to do when they have a baby, because that was me. I have never had a child before and I was like, all the, like, you know, little practical things. How do you feed a child? How do you clean its diaper? All these little details, I had no idea. So I got this book. It's called Baby 411, and it is this thick book. It has literally so much just baby knowledge in it. I read a ton of it on the plane, and I feel like I actually have a better idea of what's going to happen. Granted, I know that every child is going to be very different, but I feel a lot better just having some sort of idea of what to expect. And I feel like I talked about this last week on my very vulnerable episode about how I was feeling in my life. And something that I have been learning recently is that when I have felt fearful about something or really anxious about something consistently, sometimes it's just because I haven't taken time to educate myself in the topic. So that is something that I was feeling about having a baby. I just had no idea how to do anything with it. So I was like, okay, instead of being worried and freaking out about this, I think if I just got a book and started reading about baby stuff, I think it'll help me feel a lot better. And it definitely has. So whatever area of your life that you've maybe been feeling worried in, I definitely recommend taking time to just get a book on it, listen to a podcast about the topic, and take time to just research a little bit more. And it'll help you so, so much, I think, with feeling worried. All right, the solo episode has turned into a guest episode because John was sitting in the corner making music and took his headphones off, and then I started getting self-conscious as he was listening to me record the episode. So he's going to come over here now and share some things he's been learning in his life lately.
Hey guys, I'm John. I'm Callie's husband. Thank you for listening. I love being on here and sharing some things that I'm learning as a guy, which honestly I think apply to both genders, which is like weight consciousness. So I have been skinny my whole life, and I know that's like, oh, great problem, dude. Like, I'm trying to lose weight. Or, you know, I feel like that's most of society. They're trying to lose weight. But a small minority of us are actually, like, very skinny and or have, like, a very fast metabolism and tried to put on weight but just can't. And that was me my whole life. So if you're out there, you're heard, all right? I think, like, throughout college was consistently in, like, the 140 to 145 range, and I'm 5'10", so you don't have to, like, do all the math. But anyways, you know, I was pretty light, and it was great. You know, I did a lot of body weight exercises growing up, so I wasn't, like, super bulky. I never really did, like, benching at the gym. You know, I wasn't, like, one of those big, beefy guys. But at the onset of COVID, I started eating more because I wasn't as stressed and anxious about so many things. And I just actually tried to, like, take care of myself. And I put on 5 pounds or so. And that was, like, the heaviest I've ever weighed. It was, like, 150. And then I moved to New York. And then I was probably back in the 145 range, 140. And then I probably weighed below 140 at one point. I was so skinny. Just not eating enough and taking stimulants and drinking coffee. But flash forward to living in Florida, I kind of started becoming healthy again, started drinking Mass Gainer, which is something that boys do to put on weight when they're bulking. Yeah, girls, I'm sure, do it too. There's a great one out there called Naked Mass. It's super good. Not a lot of fake stuff. A lot of the protein powders are disgusting with, like, crazy chemicals in them. But short story long for you guys, I recently weighed myself probably, like, a month ago, and I was, like, 155, and I was, like, oh my gosh, like, this is great. And then I, like, also kind of started feeling my gut was larger, and, like, doing the spinal twist stretches, it was just kind of more difficult. And putting on my jeans from college, I was, like, oh, like, these are, like, super tight, like, I need to unbutton these at dinner. And you know, I was like, okay, like, am I fat? And short answer is no. I have been putting on weight, and that's a good thing. I've been burning a ton of calories, and I'm replacing that with calories, you know, when I surf. But I've also, one thing that I've noticed, and I'm not being critical or anything, but I have been eating a lot of desserts and just, like, you know, random things like that, or you know, maybe getting, like, a non-alcoholic beer on top of, you know, a big meal. I think portion sizes kind of played into that. Like, I just kept getting bigger and bigger portions just eating out. Like, especially when we went to Key West, like, we ate out a lot, and that was, like, a food trip, and I feel like that's kind of where I gained a couple pounds. But in Hawaii, we went to the ER, and while we were in the room, the patient room, I weighed myself, and I was 159 something, and I was like, okay, this is bothering me. And I didn't tell Callie for a couple hours, but I told her on the way back, and I was like, because we were looking for dinner that night, and it was already, like, 10 p.m. or something. We were going to get back at, like, 11 into Kona, and, man, I was like, I'm 159, I don't feel well, but I should probably skip a meal so I can lose weight. And I had that thought process going through my mind, which, if you know anything about demons or eating, you know, disordered eating, that's definitely the enemy talking, trying to get me to, like, you know, fall back into disordered eating. And I was just like, man, that is, it took me about 10 minutes to, like, really take that thought captive and be like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to eat, but eating is going to prevent me from getting sick and keep my immune system strong, and it's healthy, and I can, you know, I can do other things, like, maybe not have ice cream, you know, every day, which, you know, we've been doing on this trip. I'm sure Callie will probably go more into that. And another factor playing into that is because we're on a budget, so we've never really budgeted a vacation before. We just kind of were like, we're on vacation, let's play like we're on vacation. And so we would just buy all the things, you know, buy the food, get the expensive food, get the lobster roll, get the steak, get the thing, because we're on vacation, right? Like, we're already out this much money, and we might as well just you know, it's vacation. We'll come back, we'll look at the credit card statement, and we'll just be like, oh, well, that was vacation, you know? And that's not, it's not the best way to do it, I've found out. So learn from my mistakes, please. And the thing that we learned is, as we're like, money's getting a little tighter for certain reasons, we were just like, okay, like, let's have a budget. So we created a, what I thought was a realistic budget, which turns out is not enough money for Hawaii, but we created a budget, and trying to stay within that budget led to, okay, like, maybe I won't get an additional breakfast at the airport, or, you know, maybe instead of this massive meal, I'll just get, you know, a smoothie. And that's helped, one, prevent unnecessary, like, additional calories that just come from, like, the seeking of comfort in food, for me. And also, it's like, okay, why would I spend $8 on ice cream at this restaurant? Like, that's out of the just looking at the budget, like, I could spend $8 and I could put that toward, like, a full sandwich, right? That'll give me calories, healthy, you know, healthy calories throughout the rest of the day, protein, all this stuff. And yeah, I've honestly felt a lot less gross, like, coming back from meals, just because I think I used to overeat when we would go out to eat, because I'd be like, okay, well, we're eating out, like, I'm going to get the thing, and I'm going to get the other thing, and I'm going to get the appetizer, and I'm going to get the other thing, because we're eating out, because we're on vacation. And yeah, the budget is super helpful, and I think we're going to try and bring that back to Jensen Beach and really try and lock that in on, like, a weekly basis to keep it, because, I mean, it's healthy. Like, we're not spending crazy extra money like we would have been, you know, probably saving $30 to $80 a day just on not getting random things and expensive restaurants. And it's been great. The food is great. So that's something I've been learning too. And the last part, short story long, guys, is when I saw my weight and I talked to Callie about this, she was like, listen, you're not fat. And I was like, okay, you're right, I'm not fat. And I have been working out more. I have been doing weight training more. And I haven't really worked out my legs a lot of my life. I've been working out my legs and gaining muscle. And I've been looking at photos of myself. And I look very healthy. Like, my legs look very full. Like, in a good way. Not in, like, too full, overflowing kind of way. Like, unhealthy, but I would say they look, like, full and good, instead of, like, little skinny toothpicks that are, like, woo, like, he needs some meat on those bones. It's like, whoa, like, the meat's there. Like, I'm like, looking at my body, I'm like, dude, you look good, man. And so, anyways, yeah, no stress, guys.
Yeah, weight is just a number, truly, but I will say, this goes into my next point, and I talked about this last week. Also, thank you, John, for coming on and sharing your insights.
Last thing is, for the past few weeks, I've been really craving cardio, and my body was probably trying to communicate to me that it needed cardio. Because, you know, as I was sharing, like, I kind of felt bigger, and, you know, my belly just felt bigger. And, yeah, my body was really craving cardio, and I kind of had that, like that burn to do cardio. So, yeah, if you feel your body telling you, like, oh, like, man, I really need resistance training, or, like, I just feel like I need Pilates, I feel like I need to run, like, listen to it, because, you know, I'm not trying to say, like, you need to lose or gain weight or anything. I'm just saying listen to your body because it knows what it needs.
Yeah, that's so good. That's actually something that I have been learning as well, adding on to another point that I've been learning, because my body was really, okay, we'll just do a quick little recap. Thanks, John, for coming on and being a guest for like 10 minutes. You know what I really don't miss? The week leading up to my period. On top of the bloating, hormonal acne, intense cravings, and exhaustion, literally everything made me want to cry. We talk about everything on this podcast, and you already know that hormonal health is something I'm extremely passionate about, because as women, we were never taught in school that painful periods aren't normal. I'm super pumped to introduce you to Hormone Harmony, a complete natural hormone support for women that adapts to the body's unique needs and can help maintain optimal hormone levels, relieve occasional bloating and mild mood swings, while also improving sleep quality and supporting weight management. Trusted by over 1.2 million customers, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Let's dive into some of the ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, like ashwagandha extract. Adaptogens help the body adapt to any stressors like hormonal changes and cortisol levels. One of the ingredients that really sticks out to me is maca root extract, which I've used for a while now because it has been shown to provide sustained energy, relieve mild mood swings, and support a healthy desire and drive. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALLIE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALLIE for 15% off today. Let me know what you think of Hormone Harmony. I am so excited for you to try.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But that was actually amazing. So something I talked about last week that was really, I was processing it honestly when I was recording the episode, is I went to my OBGYN and she told me, and this is, I got a couple messages about this, and you guys are so sweet. You're like, don't worry about weight, all these things. I want to just quickly, like, I finally processed what was going on with that whole situation, why I got so upset, and I see the situation from a much clearer light now. Basically, what happened is I went in and she weighed me, and they've been tracking my weight for the whole pregnancy, because when you're pregnant, it's, you're supposed to be gaining weight. Like, that's part of it. But what she was saying to me last week is, hey, it looks like you are gaining weight too rapidly, and this could be a sign of an underlying health condition. So that's what she was saying to me last week, is, hey, we want to make sure you don't have gestational diabetes or something like that that could be leading to this weight gain, because we know that you live an active lifestyle, we know that you eat healthy, so let's do some tests and see what is going on here. Not saying that she wasn't saying that I was like overweight or anything like that. She was just saying, hey, we need to make sure there's nothing else happening here. So I just want to like share that with you guys, because I think last week I was so emotional. I definitely have had my ups and downs with my weight my whole life, and it just definitely like brought a lot of things, pressed a lot of things out that I needed to work through. So that was really beautiful. But thanks for hyping me up. You guys are so sweet, and I really appreciated all your messages about that. But something that I did learn in relation to weight gain and insulin resistance, backstory, I got tested a year and a half ago, and they found that I had high insulin resistance. Basically, I think that's where your body doesn't process glucose properly. So I think that could be what's causing some of this excessive weight gain in the pregnancy, is my body, its sensitivity to glucose. That is what we're getting tested when I get back from Hawaii, and I'll keep you posted on how that goes. But anyways, I was doing my own little research to see kind of what are some simple, my doctor was saying, hey, just in case like this is the situation, work on adding more protein into your diet, focus less on the restrictive mindset, right? She was like, you need to make sure your mindset is right, because I broke down crying in tears when she told me these things. And she's like, okay, I think there could be something that's going on in your mind, like that you need to like work on. And I talked about that last week, but anyways, point being is she told me you need to up your protein. And up the protein, and do your best to make simple changes to eliminate how much sugar you're consuming in your diet. And this is, you guys, this is my personal body nutrition situation. I'm not saying this is for everyone, but what I will say is I've learned a lot that was actually very interesting in the nutrition world, and I do want to share it with you in case you are in a similar boat where you might have insulin resistance or you're struggling with just similar things. Okay, so I listened to, it's a podcast, I actually really like it. It's called What's the Juice, and it's a very educational podcast. Think Huberman, but girl. And one of the people on it, her name is Dr. Gabrielle Leon. Anyways, the whole episode was talking about insulin resistance. And two things that she said that really stuck out to me is, one, focus on upping protein and building muscle to keep my muscles healthy. Her whole mindset and mentality was, it's when you focus on taking care of your muscles, then you're going to see results everywhere else. So basically what she was saying for protein for body weight. So people, I know there's so much stuff out there, like how much protein should I be eating, all the things. This lady was saying to eat 1 gram per pound of ideal body weight for your protein. So let's say you want to weigh 150 pounds. Let's just throw that number out there. You'd be eating 150 grams of protein per day. You'd aim for that number. And I just want to stress a couple things here that I really liked about this episode, because listen, I know that there is a lot of emotions around weight and around calories and all those things. I have struggled so immensely with it myself, and I feel like I hear things like this and I'm like, get tense. What I loved about this podcast episode is they kept saying this. They were like, literally all this stuff, there's no emotions attached to it. There should be no emotions attached to it. It is literally data. It is numbers. It is facts. There's nothing that's like tied to emotions or whatever. And that's been what I've been taking into my own just diet the past week or so. When I'm eating food, making it less emotional. I didn't realize how emotional eating was for me. I would crave something if I was feeling sad and I would eat it. Or if I was at a restaurant, my brain was like, you need to have like eat a ton of bread, all this stuff. And bread's not bad. And I want to stress that too. Bread is not bad, but quantity is really important. And that's what I'm learning. And that's what John was honestly talking about. Quantity is super, super important. That's what my doctor was telling me. And it doesn't mean you can't have something, but it is important to do your best to look at food as literally what it is. It's fuel. It doesn't have to be this emotional thing. If it is emotional, then I encourage you to really dive deep into, when did food turn emotional for you? I've been working on that myself. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm perfect with it. I'm working on it. And it has shown me a lot of things that I had not worked through with disordered eating, and it has been beautiful, and it's helping me see my body as less of this emotional, all this stuff tied to weight, and more of a, okay, I want to take care of my body. I want to be healthy. I want to make sure everything's working properly in my body. I want to set my body up for success. I want to set my muscles up for success. I don't need to be quote unquote perfect in everything, but I need to do my best to take care of myself. It's like if you're putting the wrong type of gas in your car, like diesel in your regular gas tank, your car isn't going to run as properly. And I think that's the way that I've been trying to look at my body. Same thing with food. If I give my body food that isn't going to support my muscles, support my organs, support everything, my body isn't going to run as it's supposed to. So, and I also too released a lot of judgment around my body struggling with something. If it's the glucose stuff, I released my body of any judgment, because ultimately it's doing its best. And if you've been struggling with weight gain, I encourage you to release your body of judgment, to stop hating it, be like, why is my body gaining weight? Why can't my body put on weight? Ultimately, your body is doing the best it can. And so it's important to release judgment on your body, on yourself, and to just figure out, do the blood work, take the test, see what's going on, talk to the right doctors, and just set yourself up for success here. So that's something I've been learning. It's a really great podcast episode, helped my mindset a lot. Let's shift gears a little bit. I love how I was going to make this a short episode and we're already almost at 40 minutes, but I feel like that's just sometimes how it goes. This goes into workouts. Affirmations in your workouts go a really long way. Short and sweet. So I have an online Pilates studio. It's called Sweaty Studio. If you haven't checked it out, definitely go check it out. I have a 14-day free trial. Shameless plug. I'll link it below. But anyways, I have Pilates on there, bar on there. I have strength Pilates, which I want to film more of because, like John was saying, my body has been craving resistance training, craving it. Like weights, it's just craving it. And I need to honor that and listen to it and do more weight training. And I'm excited. So I want to film some more strength Pilates workouts with heavy weights because I love, 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 love those type of workouts. But anyways, So I have that, and I hadn't done one of my own workouts in a while, and I did one yesterday. Anyways, it's a whole other thing. I got my head alive about my studio the other day, and I was like, I don't even know why I do this anymore, whatever. Had a whole spiral. I feel like that sometimes just happens to people who have businesses or have anything. But I did one of my prenatal workouts yesterday, and I forgot how much I love affirmations in my workouts. I just felt so much more mood boosted. I felt so much more love towards my body, especially as it's been changing in pregnancy. So that has been something I've been learning. I love, love, and you can add it to your own workouts if you don't like following workout classes or whatever, and you just go like the gym or something. Still, like, hype yourself up in the mirror. Be like, dang girl, look at you. You look so good. All the things. Okay. Moving on. Next thing that I want to talk about is, let's talk about more of like a spiritual level kind of thing. This is from a podcast I listened to. It's actually my old church I went to in New York City. It's called Church of the City. They post their sermons on Spotify. Praise the Lord. They're so good. And I love their sermons because they're very educational. They have a ton of research linked to every sermon. I feel like I learned so much every single sermon. And this sermon was specifically on greed, which was pretty intense. I listened to it on the plane ride, actually, to the Purpose Retreat in Asheville a couple weeks ago. And basically, one of the ways that you can fight greed is by being grateful. You can't be anxious and grateful in your mind at the same time. That was very, very cool to me. I really feel like, I know for me personally, I struggled with greed in a lot of areas of my life without even realizing it. I had this dream a couple weeks ago about two snakes, and they essentially, I won't share the whole dream, but the Lord interpreted the dream for me as the two snakes represented pride and greed. And they, when they bit, they didn't immediately kill the person, but they slowly but surely, that person was dying. And that is exactly what happens with pride and greed. So I felt the Lord like drawing me to listen to this sermon on greed. And I was like, oh my goodness, I needed this so bad. So, and it just ties into the next thing about pride, because I listened to the pride one on the plane. And it was so wild because in the pride sermon, it literally said, I will get chills saying this, pride, where is this? Here we go. This is one of my notes I took, okay? Pride silently and slowly kills you without even knowing. Did I not say that's literally what my dream, the interpretation was? I was just like, okay, God, I see you. Like, that's so cool. But something that I learned about pride is that pride leads to every other vice in our life. Like, pride is the root cause of so many other sins in our life. And something that I'll just read this to you guys because I think it'll help you a lot if you struggle with pride, or maybe you don't know if you do, or you're like, I don't know if I do. And this, there's no way, no, don't feel shame for it if you do. I think pretty much every person probably struggles with pride in some area of their life, but it's good to have awareness of it because then we can invite God into it and he can help us work on it. So pride, how do you know if you have pride in, here we go. Here are ways to know if you have pride. These are questions to ask yourself. Do you look down on those who are less educated or successful? Do you think of yourself as more spiritual as others in church? Are you quick to find fault with others? Are you driven to receive approval of praise and acceptance of others? Do you think your way is the only way? Do you have a hard time admitting when you're wrong? Are you defensive when you're corrected and criticized? Do you think these questions apply to someone you know? Okay, pride keeps us from saying sorry when we're wrong, going to sleep when we're angry. It can channel anger into verbal and physical abuse. It can lead into overspending to buy things we can't afford. It can keep people from honoring and serving one another. So anyways, this sermon was so good. It's also Church of the City, and it's the seven deadly sins, pride. It was so amazing, and I loved it because I didn't feel like shame about it. It was just like, okay, let's go. I'm so glad I could identify this. Praise the Lord. And some ways you can wage war against pride, I'll just share this with you really fast. Practice in private. Practice apprenticing. You can come to Jesus for things. Practice gratitude. What do I have that I did not receive? Practice self-awareness. God doesn't reveal things to us to hurt us, but to heal us. Practice prioritizing others. Okay, couple other things I've been learning I want to share really fast is to soak in the season you're in, because you're never going to get it again. I think it's so easy to look at other people's lives and be like, oh, can't wait to be in that season, or I want to get there, or look back at old moments of your life and wish you were still there. But I think it's important to just stay mindful that we're never going to get this moment in life again. I have been really soaking that in pregnancy recently. I mean, I'm going to be so honest. I was looking at myself in pictures and being like, oh, I can't wait to like be able to do all my workouts the same, or can't wait to look like that again. I'm just going to be honest. I mean, it's definitely been a struggle in the body image realm, and I've been working on it of just like loving myself as I change. But I will say, I've looked back at photos of myself and I'm like, can't wait to look like that. You know, like, it's just not healthy thoughts, but I'm going to be honest about it. So this is something I want to learn and work on more of, just like embracing this season and being like, my body is beautiful. It's not always going to be like this. And I want to just embrace it while I have it, you know? And then the final thing is, life's too short to be mean to yourself. Don't idolize your body or your appearance. Yeah, just going to leave it at that. But I feel like I had something else. Oh, so those are things I've been learning, and I'm curious what you've been learning too. So let me know. I want to know, what are things you've learned? DM me on Instagram. Also, really fast to wrap up this show, because I know it's going a little long, is I want to just answer some questions, two questions that I got that I really think a lot of people are probably struggling with as well. So I know a lot of you guys are getting back into your faith, or maybe you're thinking about it, and some of you want to go to church again, which is so exciting. So a question that someone asked me, I'm going to keep it private in terms of who it is, but this person asked me and said, let's see. Okay, so I won't read the whole thing, but essentially she is wanting to go to church again. She wants to go to church. She says, I've always admired the church from afar, but I've always been intimidated by it, since it seems like such a complicated thing with so many complex elements that I never even know where to begin. My only connection to church is that I was baptized when I was a baby. And so she's seeking guidance in terms of, oh, she said, I'm scared I'll go and feel as if I'm invading on something, or forcing myself into a place where I don't belong because I haven't grown up there. All right, so this is such a valid feeling. I 1000% understand how you feel. I did grow up going to church, but I did stop going for like 5 years, did basically everything the church says not to do. And when I went again, it was kind of scary, I'm not going to lie. But I think something that I just want to encourage you with is that no one at church is perfect. I know that church can appear, it's a bunch of perfect people, holy people, going to a place every Sunday, all dressed up. And that's just not how it's supposed to be. God sees right through it, let me tell you. If you read the Bible and you look in the New Testament at Jesus's walk on earth, Jesus hung out with the sinners. He hung out with the people that were rejected by society. The Pharisees were the people who, I'm just going to compare them to when we think of church folk. I'm going to compare Pharisees to church folk. They liked to look like they had everything put together on the outside. It was just that way. And there's a lot of stuff in the New Testament where Jesus, he calls the Pharisees out. And they're like, why are you with the sinners? Why are you sitting with the sinners? Why are you with the tax collectors? All those things. So I just want to say this, is that the right church for you is not going to make you feel that way. I go to a church where it is just so, the people are so real there. They share their testimonies. They're open about their struggles. They're open about things they were addicted to in the past. I mean, I took a class with the person leading it. He shared his testimony. He had an addiction to cocaine. There are people who have shared about struggles with pornography, all these different things that people struggle with. And it is something, one of the reasons I love this church is because people don't sit there and act like they're perfect. And the right church isn't going to make you feel that way. And I think regardless of where you go, going in knowing that God, he loves you and he opens his arms wide and welcoming for you to come. No matter where you've been, what you've done, what you're doing, he wants you back. And the church isn't God. The church is people who follow and believe in God. But ultimately, going to church to connect with God and connect with other people who have that shared belief and are going to uplift you in your walk with the Lord, like that's a huge reason for going to church. So I hope that helps a little bit, but just know that you're never invading in a church ever, because ultimately, I mean, God would never say you're invading ever. He wants you back. And yeah, so I would just encourage you to go to a couple churches, see which one you feel the most welcomed in, and stick with that one. Okay. Next thing is, final question is, I've recently been trying to get back into my faith, and I was wondering if you have any apps or books you'd recommend, especially apps for reading scripture, etc. Okay, so I think the first app I'd recommend getting is called the Bible app. It's free, and I love it because if you go on it, you can read all different versions of the Bible and see which one connects and clicks with your brain the most. So for me, I love reading the NLT version. I find it's very easy to read. It's not so fluffy. And it just is more like modern day talk. So I love the Bible app for that reason. Also, the Bible app is cool because it has a bunch of Bible studies and plans you can follow and do. They have daily verses of the day. They have daily devotionals. So I would start there. I think this is a great app for everyone to get, especially if you're on the go a lot and don't want to bring a Bible around everywhere. It's so great. You can download the entire Bible. I downloaded the whole NLT Bible for the plane ride, and it was amazing. It downloaded in like 10 seconds. And then another app that I like is called Blue Letter Bible. I will say it's a little bit more advanced in terms of how to use it. I'm on it right now and I'm like, I don't even know how to use this thing. But if you download it and go to the top left search bar, basically what you can do is you can search a specific verse in the Bible. If there's anything that you're like, let's say there's a word here. Okay. For example, Acts 12:24. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Okay, let's say you want to know more about the specific word in this verse. So you click on it and then you go to interlinear/concordance and you can see all of the Hebrew translation. So if you click on the word, yeah, you can see the definitions of it, the root, where it's appeared in other verses, the Greek, all the things. I love this app because I recently got it. I love it because it just helps me understand the very nitty-gritty translation of the Bible. I would say this is more of an advanced app. If you're getting back into your faith, I wouldn't even like worry about this yet. I would just start with reading scripture, and then as you want to understand it on a deeper level, Blue Letter Bible is really, really cool. And it just helps you understand things a little bit deeper. But you can also understand things deeper as you just play around with translations on the Bible app and see what one translation says, another translation says. I feel like I just went into a little nerd mode there. But anyways, those are some apps I really do like. I think in terms of books that I like a lot, I love the devotional Live on Purpose by C.D. Robertson. That one is something I talk about all the time. I love it. I also really like the book You Got This. It's another devotional. It's by Melissa Horvath. It's super good. And I'm going to just fire off some books I like. Keep Your Love On, Connection, Communication and Boundaries by Dani Silk. It's super good for relationships. It's faith-based. Another one I like is Find Your People by Jenny Allen. It's all about friendships and it's faith-based. Get Out of Your Head by Jenny Allen is super good for mental health stuff from a faith-based perspective. I like God Psychiatry a lot. That one really helped me when I was struggling with anxiety. And that one's by Dr. Charles Allen. And then the final one I would recommend is The Go-Giver. This book is just basically, I feel like it's a little story. It's really easy to read. And it helped me a lot with just generosity and stuff and seeing things from that perspective. Honestly, I want to read it again soon. It's so good. But I feel like I'm trying to think if there's any other books. Oh, there's so many. But ultimately, I would start with the Bible. That is where you're going to learn the most about God. It's directly from the Lord. And then everything else you read that's not the Bible, but it's faith-based, is honestly like supplemental. So start with the Bible first, I'd recommend. And in the Bible, I would start with the New Testament first and then Old Testament. Okay, that is it. I hope you love this episode. Let me know what you think. If you love the episode, leave a rating, leave a review, tag me in your Instagram stories listening, and I want to repost you. It makes me so happy seeing you guys listening to the podcast. It's amazing. But anyways, I hope you have the best day. I will talk to you so soon, and just keep being amazing. You are here for a reason. God made you beautiful. No matter what, your body is beautiful. Your heart is beautiful. You are beautiful, and you are one of a kind. And yeah, stay healthy, be human, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.